says in the second book of Kings, in the second chapter, in the first verse, it's all familiar stuff. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And so they came to Jericho. And again in verse 5, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And finally in verse 6 here it said, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And we go on down, and we begin to read where that finally Elijah, just before he was taken, went to Jordan. And of course, he took the mantle, and he smote the waters, and it said it went thither and hither. And Elijah had asked something of him. In verse 10 it said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, in verse 12 there. He saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. I tell you what, I like what Elisha said. It sounds like to me that Elisha already had the same kind of spirit and the same kind of love for the Lord that his master had. Because when God had looked down upon Elijah and called him into a ministry and sent him along his way, he'd found favor, I believe, and God called upon him and sent him. And you begin to read in 2 Kings, in 1 Kings rather, a lot of the miracles and a lot of the things that the power of God did with Elijah. And when it came down time that Elijah knew that God would take him up, Elijah says, you know what? He said, I know, in other words, the Lord's going to take you, but he said, I have a request. He said that when you leave, he said that I might have a double portion of the same spirit that you have. And of course, we just read, and he said, well, if you see me taken away this day, it will be, and if not, then it won't be. And I thank God that it was so, that he saw the chariot, the fiery chariot and the horses that split the two asunder, and that mantle fell. And when that mantle fell down, Elijah was no more. But the same God that used him and loved him was right there. Elijah wasn't anymore because the Lord took him. Just like he'd taken a lot of other prophets and a lot of other men and women of God that had served him, that God had called. And even ones that maybe didn't have a great ministry like Elijah had, but they had and served the very same God. But I like what I like some of the things that Elijah told him whenever the Lord began to speak to Elijah, his master, and said, in other words, go to Bethel, go to Gilgal, go to Jordan. He said, I want you to tarry here while I go. And he said, as the Lord liveth, he said, in other words, he said, I will not leave thee. You know, that's good. We need to stay and hang right in there. Even though old prophets and old ministers and people of God, pretty soon they leave off the scene. Death takes us, as sure as we're sitting here tonight. But we've got to have the same spirit and know that we serve the same God as they did. The same God that used them by His power and by His might. The same love that worked through them. The same Holy Ghost, the same things, the same Word that was in them, it's available to you and I. He said, I will not leave. I wonder what it would have been somehow if Judas Iscariot would have got straightened around and said, Master, I will not leave. But he led, but he went off into his flesh. He went off into his own self, and he got himself down to the place to where we see that he goes out and he hangs himself. There's many tonight, if you're not careful, you're going to hang yourself because you will not stay with the Lord. He said, Master, I will not leave. And he received the same benefits, the same thing that his master Elijah had. He got a double portion of the same Spirit of God that was in or got used by Elijah, that same Spirit. In fact, I believe if you'll read, the Bible tells us he done more miracles than Elijah did. And he got down to that same Jordan River, that same place. He took that mantle. I'll tell you what, friend, God wasn't in that mantle. Is that all right if I preach that? It wasn't in that fabric. When Elijah was up in that mountain, it wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the fire. It wasn't in the whirlwind. But it was my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And he would not leave God, but he stayed right with him. They tried to deter him. The devil tried to kill him. Jezebel, that old one that looked like a reject out of a witch factory, she wanted to take him out. They wanted him to die. Ahab wanted him off the scene. You know why? The same thing today. They didn't want the Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. They didn't want the God of David, the God of Daniel, nor the God of Elijah. They wanted their own gods. They wanted to lean to the arm of their own flesh and their own understanding, just like we do today. I said this morning that you begin to read some books and begin to read about the speeches and the sayings of men like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Read some of their speeches sometimes, what they have to say about the Lord God Almighty. They felt we needed government, but they felt that God needed to be the head of the government, that God ought to be in government. God ought to be in civil society. God ought to be in the laws because God made some good laws, the Ten Commandments of God. They weren't the Ten Commandments of Moses. They weren't of Joshua, but they were penned. They come from the will and the mind and the heart of the Lord God Almighty, that we ought to live by them. They're good laws to live by. Look at some of the laws that we've got in the United States of America today. And you tell me if it wouldn't half gag you. You tell me if there's any justice in them. You tell me if there's any fairness in them. You tell me who's not breaking them. It doesn't bring any shame to them. It doesn't bring any conviction to them. But I'll tell you tonight, the Word and the laws of God Almighty will bring a man right on down. It'll bring a conviction down inside of his heart. It'll make him stop and think. It'll back him plumb up. Because it's of God. But in 1963, a known practicing atheist named Madeline Marie O'Hare went with petitions into our legislation and said, God's dead. And he's wore out his welcome. He's not welcome here no more. And they agreed. Our law, our lawyers, our Supreme Court lawyers and our legislators and others in high office of government said, you know, we've been waiting for this a long time. We've been looking for some loophole that the government of the United States of America can finally stand up and say, we're going to leave God. He's where he's welcome out. Nobody believes that old grandma and grandpa fogey stuff no more. That's why I said that the atheists stood up and celebrated and said, we believe and we'll preach and practice and write it down that God is dead. The abortionists ran up and down the streets and said, we can kill and sacrifice our babies because God's gone. He's out of the picture. He's out of our government. We've left him. The sodomites stand up and said, we can come out of the closet and be as perverted as we want to be. God, help us tonight. And I believe what all that was going on, the big eagle, that's the symbol of our nation for strength and wisdom and power. I believe he flew right on the dome of the White House and bowed his head down and began to weep. They said, God is not dead, but the people say he's dead. God is not left, but many have left God. Many have gone around, they're no longer saying, where is the Lord God Almighty? Well, he's not in our government. He's not in a lot of our society. He's not in our religion anymore. But tonight, I ask you, where is the Lord God Almighty? Where is he, Sister Ann? Elijah said, I'll not leave. God's people that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ stood and cried, we'll not leave. Government, you can leave him if you want. You can say he's dead if you want to. You can legislate and have your way, but we'll not leave him. It's just like when King David had come back from the battle and they got home and found out that everything was burnt down to the ground. Nothing but just smoldering ashes. Looked around, their wives and their children were gone. The enemy done come by and burnt down the town. Took the family, took everything they had. And all of a sudden the men that were with him, they were rough men. But all of a sudden he wasn't King David anymore. He wasn't the supreme ruler that God had chosen to be king over God. God's people in Israel, they wanted to stone him, but I believe that David stood up in his heart and encouraged himself by saying, I will not leave him. God, help me tonight. And God told him, he said, should I go? Should we pursue or stay? God said, you never left me. I'll show you where I'm at. Go and pursue. And he went and got back everything from the devil that the devil stole. Telling you tonight, where is the Lord God of Elijah? If you'll stay with him, you'll find he inhabits your praise. He's right there all the time. Today we've got ones that I said this morning, we put signs upon our heart. Do not disturb. I'm doing it my way. I wonder why sometimes that we lay on a bed, a feathery bed, nice clean sheets that mama has put on there, nice temperature inside the room, nice pillow, Everything's just right. Should lay down and sleep like a baby, but we toss and turn just like a dryer with clothes in it all night long. Can't get an ounce of sleep. Bothered by this world. Troubled by the things that are coming on this world. Mostly we're troubled by the things that we do in our heart. What we're feeding our spirit on, I feel God tonight. Because He's asking us, will you leave me? And we're pondering, should I leave? Should I stay? And also He's asking tonight, you're wondering, where is the Lord God? And we toss our beds, lose our appetites, trying to figure out the answer. And time is running out. It doesn't matter tonight, or maybe I ought to say, regardless of what the medical doctors in our country say tonight, regardless of what they say about their technology and their chemistry and their medicines and their equipment and their ways, God's the one that's in control tonight. I know sometimes we have to toss down a pill. Sometimes we have to take a shot. Sometimes we have to do certain things. But friend, God's the one that breathed breath into the life of Adam. And the Bible says then he became a living soul. It was God that did that. Oh, would you want to stay with a God that's that good, that's omnipotent, that's almighty, that's got all power in heaven and on earth and all authority? He's the one that looked down after He'd made all the animals, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the creeping thing. He looked down and said, it's not good for the man to be alone. So He made him a help that was meet, that was right for him. Put him to sleep, took a rib, and closed up the flesh thereof, and made him a wonderful help that was just right for him. Now He called her Eve. But God said in the 5th chapter of Genesis, and He called their name Adam. He called their meaning more than one. He called their name Adam. That's why we become one in our marriage. We become one flesh because it was so in the beginning. I know we've got a world today that does many things that was not so from the beginning. It's because they've left God. It's because they're not crying out anymore and saying, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Where is the God of David and Daniel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? The Apostle Paul and all the ones you can read about in God's holy word. He was their God, and He showed Himself real and pure to be everything that He claims that He is. Now you tell me tonight, who else can do that? Who else can make that claim? There's many that are saying, oh, you ought to go here and go there because Christ is here and Christ is there. And you'll find God here. God is certainly in that. Just go down that way and you'll find the Lord God. You ain't going to do it. If you leave the real God that has all power in heaven and earth, you'll not find the Lord God in anything else. You can try the beer bottle. You can try Reverend Jack Daniel. You can try all of his affiliates and associates. You can try Mary Jane. When you put her to your lips and puff. You can find it in all kinds of things. You can go to the depths of immorality and you'll never find this Lord God of Elijah because you've left. How can you get to know somebody good if you don't stay around them? It's the same with God. If we don't stay with Him, When time comes that we're trying to feel around and seek Him and get a hold of Him, we'll find out that we won't get the job done because we won't know anything about Him. We won't know that if we would just humble ourselves, humble down our hearts to the Lord God and then call upon His name with a sincere heart, He'll be right there. And He'll never fail because He's all power in heaven and earth. I love Him tonight. Don't you love Him? Oh, I tell you what. I said the last time I preached, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord God Almighty. Because if you'll stay with Him when the hour comes, when the circumstance pops up in the air at you, when that unexpected storm comes out of nowhere and just blows you all over the place, you can call out and say, where is the Lord God? And my friend, He'll appear unto you. That is, He'll come by. He'll do His work if you don't leave Him. It's dangerous in the hour that we're living in. Folks are dropping away. Folks are listening to the enemy. They're listening to themselves. Oh, God, tonight, it's dangerous to listen to yourself, to lean to the arm of flesh and to your own understanding. It's a dangerous thing tonight not to get what you need from the Lord God Almighty. To make it up in your mind, you'll slip your hand out of His and go walk your way down your avenue. I'm preaching to you tonight. It's dangerous to do that. We've seen what our country's become and our nation has become because they've let loose of God and said He's wore out His welcome. Now we just call Him anything we want, Buddha. Come on now. We just get together and say, well, whatever's good is good. I'll tell you what, you know, that's just what the Antichrist will do one of these days. He won't have much trouble, Brother Tim, trying to pull the wool over the eyes of this world. They'll already have the wool pulled over it. He'll just put His little view in. They'll be ready to take a hold of any God and any spirit coming and going, especially when it comes with that kind of power. But I want to stand up in this hour, in my generation, in my time that I have physically on this earth, and say that I will not leave thee. So that whenever the time comes, I can say, where is the Lord God? And He'll say, I'm right here. That small, still voice that Elijah heard after it was all over with, the bang, the boom. It was just that small, still voice. And he heard that. He said, there's the Lord God. It wasn't in that big car. That was impressive. It made the hair stand on my neck. It wasn't in that earthquake. It wasn't in that big whirlwind. But when I heard that small, still voice, I said, God, I'm in trouble. I'm a-running, and I've had my faults and failures, but I've not left You. I'm just in trouble, God. David got in plenty of trouble, but always in his heart he said, God, I have not looked to any other gods. I haven't left You completely. I've messed up. Oh, God, I've messed up. And I need to know where You're at right now, God. God said, David, I'm going to have mercy on you because you've not left. It ain't going to be good for you the rest of your days. But I'm still going to make myself known to you. My Lord, that is mercy tonight. That's grace tonight. That's our Lord God tonight. There may have been some that maybe never looked at David again the rest of his life and said, you're just a piece of filthy rag. I don't have nothing to do with you anymore. But God said, I'll show you where I'm still at. Stay with me. Hang in there and stay with me. I'll make myself real to you again, David. David said that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that really more than I wanted to know about that baby, that child, that illegitimate child. I wanted to know that more than to know how the kingdoms are faring in the battles with our enemies. What I really wanted to know is, where is the God of Elijah? That's what I want to know tonight, little Jerry. When my life goes upside down, the darkest day of my life comes knocking on my door and says, here I am. I ain't worried about retirement. In that iron, I'm not worried about the stock market. I'm not worried about Saddam Hussein or any of the things going on in this world. I want to know, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Because I'm in trouble and I need the power of powers and the God of gods to help me out. It's good to know that you will not leave Him no matter what. Because you'll need Him in this walk of life. You and I are not so self sufficient is what we think. The Bible says no man is an island. No man just lives to himself. You may be a self-made millionaire. You may have a big education. Oh, God, help me tonight. You may have a lot of abilities. You may have some charisma. You may have a lot of things that are going for you right down your alley tonight. But as sure as your name is what it is, you're living in this world, a world of sin. And sooner or later, something's going to come your way, such as common to every man on this earth. Something's going to happen, and you're going to need to know, where is the Lord God in this whole thing? You're going to need to know Him and stay with Him that He might answer you and lift His hand down to you and give you what none other can give you. Well, is that in the Bible? Sure it is. The Bible's full of His promises and the things that He'll do for His people. He even does good things with those that are not yet His people and those that probably never will be. He makes the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, rain to fall on the good and the evil. He's good to everybody. But I'll tell you what, sister, He's really good to His people. You'll be good to everybody, Sister Joanne, because you love the Lord. But you're going to be extra to your family. Come on now. Those that know Him, that belong to Him, that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the household of God, the household of faith, God's going to take care of His family. Every man will take care of his own household if he loves them. That's just common knowledge there. If you don't believe that, you need to come down tonight. We'll pray you through on this altar until you either believe it or whatever. But it's true tonight anyhow. So God takes care of His own. I love Him tonight. Don't you love Him? Let's stand tonight if they come and get a song. The Bible goes on to say in that second chapter, then in those 50 prophets, they came to him, Elisha. They stood off and saw what happened at the Jordan. The same God that was with his master, it seemed to be with him. But they still weren't satisfied. I want to be like Elisha. Elisha told him, he said, hey, he's gone. They said, well, we'll send some good men out and look in the mountains and the valleys. Maybe God dropped him off over there somewhere. And they kept at him and kept at him. The Bible says he became a little ashamed because they just kept after. Ever been there? You know what the truth is in your heart, but sometimes people can push and push until you become a little ashamed. But there's one thing for sure. In his heart always, he knew what the truth was. He finally said, go ahead. If it'll help you, go ahead and look for him. We can't find him. You won't find him because God took him. But guess what, prophets? Something maybe you forgot about or didn't learn in the college, the school of the prophets. We've stayed with him. And you've seen yourself at the Jordan. That when I called out and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He answered me. And they gave him his respect from then on. We've got a lot of loved ones, a lot of older saints that were great people of God. You know what they'd tell you tonight? If they could come back and say anything, they would say, don't leave him. And when time comes, you'll call out and say, where is the Lord God? And he will answer you. Sister Lisa, he answered you and your household one day. Sister Hope, he answered you when you sort of went in that room and said, where is the Lord God? He answered in that room, and he answered right up here by her testimony when she said they couldn't find nothing because I didn't leave him. And when I needed him the very most, in my weakness, and my strength was gone, my faith was a little low, he said, obey me, do this. And she grabbed a hold of that. Because of that small, still voice, the same one that Elijah heard on that mountain. Sister Hope knew it wasn't in the whirlwind, it wasn't in this and that, but it was a small, still voice in her room. And she's clean bill of health tonight. If I was you, I'd be saying amen, praise God, hallelujah. What an hour. Where is he? Stay with him, you'll find out. Let's come into these altars tonight if we will. Let's call upon his name.